This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Wow, Danny's jumping. Taryn's jumping. Steve is being a cool one like me.
I'm bobbing my head.
But we're sitting down, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
We don't have that much energy yet.
Ankle's feeling weird today. I don't want to push it.
Is it actually?
It always feels weird. I wake up every morning and something else hurts.
Oh, you're at that age?
I guess this is growing up.
Oh, man. I never want to grow up.
The great Blink 182.
Thank you.
Yes.
The immortal words.
Yes.
Let's get to KB from Cedro Willie. KB, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, KB has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Leap year is happening next week. The next one will occur in what year?
2028.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Green Day?
Oh, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yes. Seattle, Washington is known as the Emerald City. Which city in Washington is known as the Lilac City?
Oh, Walla Walla.
No.
Pass.
Which fast food chain restaurant do many people go on Chinese Day in Japan? I mean, on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, pass.
The podcast New Heights stars Travis Kelce and who?
Jason Kelce.
Yes. Purdue University is located in what U.S. state?
Indiana.
Yes. The curse of the Bambino was a superstitious for what MLB team?
The Red Sox.
Yes. Who first used the word hello as a greeting when answering the telephone?
Oh, pass.
What is a baby whale called?
Cow?
Yes. How many times has Kim Kardashian been married?
3.
Yes. Wow, I'm impressed you knew that.
You okay with her, Sarah?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm drunk. And even with that, KB, you got 7 correct, which is a great score, I feel like. And yeah, even with me fumbling over all those questions, I got to all of them somehow. Oh my gosh.
Right. You got it out, Sarah.
You know
what?
Thank you, KB. Thanks for having my back.
And KB, you crushed it. I'm very proud of you as a fellow North Ender.
Yes.
Yep. I pulled that Kim Kardashian one out. I had no idea.
Well, you got it right, so that's all that matters. Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Leap year is happening next week. The next one will occur in what year?
2028.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Green Day?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Sure is. Seattle, Washington is known as the Emerald City. Which city in Washington State is known as the Lilac City?
I don't know. Longview.
No.
Arlington.
No.
Stanwood.
No. Puyallup? Which fast food, no, chain restaurant do many people go to on Christmas Day in Japan?
McDonald's.
No.
Oh. Burger King?
No.
Taco Bell?
No. The podcast New Heights stars Travis Kelce and who?
Jason Kelce.
Yes. Purdue University is located in what U.S. state?
Pennsylvania?
No.
New Jersey?
No.
New York?
No.
Damn
the
it.
Curse of the Bambino was a superstitious for what MLB team?
The Boston Red Sox.
Yes. Who first used the word hello as a greeting when answering the telephone?
Lionel Richie.
No.
Thomas Edison.
Yes. What is a baby whale called?
What is a tadpole?
No.
A little
it's not a frog.
Little kicker?
No.
George.
Steve, George. You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5.
Oh.
KB, that's what's up. You beat Steve, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
You're
Steve,
welcome.
What do you think about The Rock coming back for Mania?
I'm not falling for it, man.
I never thought I'd be upset that The Rock's showing up, but, man, I'm not with it.
Oh, you actually did want to know. I thought you were going to pull the...
It doesn't matter what you think!
It doesn't matter what you think, Steve!
That's right. No, I'm all about Cody Rhodes as well.
All right. Ding, ding, ding.
Take care, my friend. Inside wrestling talk.
I love it.
And yeah. I love him. Seattle, Washington is known as the Emerald City. What city in Washington is known as the Lilac?
Is it over on the peninsula?
Oh, girl, I don't
Spokane.
Know.
Spokane.
Yes.
Oh, damn. Yes. I did not know right. that.
You know, Spokane was on our brain because Danny was talking about emo nights going to Spokane.
Mm. Yep. And you still.
Bring your lilac, Danny.
I will. Mm-hmm.
Which fast food chain restaurant do many people go on Christmas Day in Japan? They get their
Jack
chicken.
Jack in the Box? Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yep, KFC.
No
really?
I know, isn't that random?
Tradition. Yeah. I love a tradition.
And you got Thomas Edison, very impressed. And a baby whale is called a calf.
A calf.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not a
congratulations
George.
On losing.
Thanks, Sarah.
It makes me so happy because it's so rare.
The Daily Migs Show.
What do you consider to be the best album of all time? Call in and tell us. What your choice would be, 206-803-ROCK. Just yesterday, Apple Music released their 100 Best Albums of All Time list. And it is worth mentioning this is just opinion-based. This has nothing to do with album sales.
I think it's weird because it's Apple Music. So I just, when I first saw this list, my immediate reaction was, oh, they're basing it on the amount of streams because that's what they are, a streaming service. So when I found out that it was all opinion-based, I was like, who's behind all this?
Mm. So here is what made
bunch of crazy people, I tell you.
For real. Here is what made it to the very top of their list. At number 1.
Girls, you know you better. Watch out.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
I mean,
is this Lauryn Hill?
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
She only has one album.
For the Fugees.
One solo album.
Yeah.
But and I'm a massive Fugees fan, but I'm not putting Lauryn Hill at number 1.
It's the greatest? I mean, I don't ever listen to it, so it's kind of hard for me to be like, no, but no. I mean, I'm kind of feeling this, though. No.
It's a great song, but I don't know that this album...
In the history of all records, this seems a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 2. 'Cause that's the
dinner, you know, I would argue for this over Lauryn Hill, and even though I don't ever want to listen to this song again... Or this album. Thanks, Danny. I'm fine with never hearing another Michael Jackson song personally, unless it's Ben. I can understand why people would argue that it's one of the greatest records of all time.
And it is one of the best-selling records of all time, probably most streamed.
And I feel like Lauryn Hill probably sold a few copies as well.
We need to talk to Justin in Ferndale. He has a great recommendation for best album of all time.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's
good
up,
morning.
Justin?
Oh, not much. I knew I had to weigh in on this because you say opinion-based. I didn't even know who that was to start off with.
It's a weird pick for number 1, Lauryn Hill. I mean, if they put her in the top 10, I would be like, all right, not my cup of tea, but I get why it would be in there.
Yeah, no, now that I know who it is, I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. But it was going back and forth in my head. I was trying to figure out basically just albums that I would listen to over and over and over again.
Right.
And one that came up was Slipknot's debut album, but the other one was Waking the Fallen from Avenged Sevenfold. But if I have to pick one, it would just be Hybrid Theory.
Mm. Oh, which, by the way, it didn't make the list at all.
Not even in the top 100?
They did not put any Linkin Park on this
There
list.
Are 100 better albums from front to back than this record.
That is heresy.
That is complete BS.
That is kind of bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
I did like how he got three in there.
Dude, He's a music lover.
As much as I want to give him a hard time, I was trying to think of like my top album of all time, and I've narrowed it down to five.
I already know what's on the list.
All right, I want to see. I typed them out so I wouldn't forget. So I want to see how close you are. I picked five albums to be the number one record of all time. Makes total sense, I know.
I have two guesses.
Okay.
Pearl Jam's 10.
You know it.
Yeah, and Guns N' Roses, the one that you like a lot.
Appetite for Destruction.
That one.
Sir, look at my list. The first two.
Wow.
Pearl Jam's 10. Second one, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
I know my boy.
Oh, you have your own five?
Yeah. So it's like a tie for five. A tie for first with five bands and five albums.
I swear to God, if you put Chocolate Starfish on there, I'm going to throw something at you.
I kind of wish I did. Just to piss you off.
Do you have a Metallica album on there?
That's the next one.
Is it really?
It really is.
Oh.
Come on. And this one, I honestly could pick. I feel like the first three or even four records are interchangeable, but
I mean, I feel like the right answer, which is not your opinion, would be the Black Album. But for you, I think maybe you're putting. Well, that's what I was going to say for you.
That's
I think
not even
maybe
a top three Metallica would, albums of all
well,
time.
Well, I know, but as far as like you know, greatest best. So was it Master of Puppets?
Boom!
Oh my God!
You can't go wrong with that record.
By the way, you want to know what number it is on this list?
69.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're not number one, you should be number 69.
Okay.
I think the only rock record that made the top 10 was Nirvana.
Yes.
Never mind.
And another horrifying thing that I've discovered, there are two Radiohead albums in the top 33.
All right, so now we're just being artsy-fartsy.
Wow.
So what, OK Computer, that has to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And are they going to...
Kid A.
I was going to say, they're going to put Kid A. And I
just OK Computer.
I just want to throw that record at anyone who says that that's a great record. It's just a bunch of sounds. And I loved Radiohead. The first three records. It is. Like, it's honestly, if you pick up your phone and just start hitting numbers, if you do it to a beat, that's the Kid A record from Radiohead.
Do you know why else this is a totally bunk list? There's not a single Rush album on there.
Okay.
And that is a travesty.
That's the only reason why this. I feel like this list has some merit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, to round up my top five in case you care.
Oh, yes.
Faith No More's Angel Dust.
Yeah.
There's not a more perfect record, if you ask me. And then Weezer's The Blue Album.
Well, there is, because you have three in front of it.
Okay. Do not bring logic into this conversation, Danny.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue.
Thank you.
We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're going to get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and your job is to guess what that song is. And this morning is Steve in McCleary. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So you must get both songs right in order to win the prize. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, because a member of our show, chosen at random, has to get it right for you. If not, you lose, and caller 9 gets the tickets. Let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, the wheels are spinning. Just passed your name, then Sarah's on me right now, but I believe it's going to make its way on over to Taryn Daly.
T-Money.
T-Dog.
All right, T-Dog.
All right, Steve, here is your first clip. Oh, almost.
There we go.
Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden.
That's what's up, Steve.
Yeah.
Such a trippy music video, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
You feel like you're an acid even if it's stone cold sober.
Those crazy eyes. All right, Steve, I'm going to do...
Now I kind of want to try acid and watch the music video. What if it, like, normals it out and it's just, like, a boring music video?
That might happen.
You never know. Tonight.
All right, Steve, I'm going to try to do my part for you. Here we go.
Come on, Taryn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is you it, got
it. Anywhere... Is that the one, Danny?
Well, you're in the right direction. You wrote this right song, but that's not the title of it.
Oh, what is it called? Wherever I May Roam by Metallica.
Oh! Yeah!
I knew it was in there. I knew it was in my big brain there somewhere.
Awesome.
Anywhere I roam. Nice, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve, you are not going to believe this. People on Reddit are having a debate. People on Reddit are debating.
Okay.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't even know what this Reddit thing is that you think. Honestly, I'm not a big Reddit person. Like, the only time I know of Reddit is when someone writes an article about a Reddit conversation. Do you spend time on Reddit?
A teensy weensy bit, but I know people that are obsessed with it. Like,
oh, yeah.
They probably spend more time on Reddit than all the other social media things combined.
For most part, I know what's going on Reddit because a couple of my hockey buddies just constantly send me links because they're constantly on Reddit.
So the Reddit debate happening right now is all about nu metal and who the big four would be.
Oh, man, I'm in for this conversation. I might get on Reddit just to be a part of this one. So the big four, that name is because of the big four in thrash metal or in heavy metal. You know, it's Metallica, it's Slayer, it's Anthrax, and is it Megadeth? I think that's the big four.
Sure.
I'm looking at you and you look like you're so on board with what I'm about to say, like you know what I'm about to say, and then that's the response I get. Could not be better.
Yep, that's sure. The one. Those are them.
Wait, can you go over your list one more time?
Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, and I believe it's Megadeth. That's considered to be the big four. Like, they did a tour called the big four.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking at?
Something totally different.
Male adult film stars. What? No, this
Get
is about music. You weirdo.
Screen.
Well, let's start things off with the bands that are getting the most mentioned so far.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm excited.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You really can't argue Korn.
That's like the kings of nu metal. For
not
me.
When it comes to nu metal. No.
No,
this band definitely deserves to be in this.
I think
a lot of times when you do like these top four, Mount Rushmores, the big four, whatever it may be, there's usually like one or two that I think everybody can agree belongs in that list.
Korn is a definite.
Yes.
Okay, what about these guys?
You need to ask.
This is the song you went with?
What would you go with? Break Stuff?
Nookie!
Nookie?
Yeah!
We've heard Nookie enough.
We have not heard Nookie enough, number one.
Wait, you would go with Nookie over Roland?
100,000.
You're insane. Dude, take your hat and put it forward.
Nope,
you can't
nope.
wear your hat backwards nope. if you're going to say something like
it's
that.
It's also not red. Number one, Significant
Doesn't
Other.
Doesn't matter. He sometimes wore non-red hats.
Significant Other was way better album than Chocolate Starfish.
Oh boy.
You
oh
need
boy.
To shut the F up. I'm just saying. They grew.
They did not grow.
Boiler room? Come on.
Oh.
See, this is the kind of debate Reddit is having right now. People are all fired up.
Yeah, I can't punch a human on Reddit, but I can punch a human right now.
So here are some.
Thank you, Sarah.
Here are some of the other bands who came up. And there's more to debate here. So let's go.
Wake up.
I mean. I mean, I think there's a very strong conversation for them being in this.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I always view them as something that's like more artsy fartsy than new metal.
See, I'm the same way. I don't know if I can quite crown them new metal.
I wouldn't be upset though if somebody decided to make a definitive list and they were on it. I wouldn't be like, this list is trash.
Okay, how do you feel about this band?
Oh. I mean, they just make me want to take my clothes off.
My favorite thing ever was when Deftones were referred to as horny corn.
They are like this. That is such a great way to describe them.
I don't understand.
They are like the genuine of metal.
They really are.
Right? They put everybody. If you're a lady and you're into metal, more often than not, this is the band that puts you in the mood.
It's very nice.
The Deftones.
Okay. These guys, for me, a definite nod on the four.
It'd be like my number two or three, honestly.
Honestly, though, for me, I feel like they phased themselves out of the list based on their later records. Oh, now I'm going to get punched by Tyrant.
Do you hear this?
I do.
New metal makes us all rather aggressive. Listen to some of their more recent stuff before, obviously, Chester left us. That was not metal.
No.
It wasn't even metal.
It was melodic.
It was pop.
Yeah.
So I feel like they turned their back on the new metal scene. They don't deserve to be on this list.
Okay.
And I like Linkin Park.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
I don't think that they're new metal.
I kind of am with you, Danny. I don't know if I quite put them in that category.
They were big, obviously. Like, I think that the new metal scene helped them, but I think it was for like the people that listen to, you know, they're like, no, you listen to Slipknot, you don't listen to Limp Bizkit.
And last but certainly not least.
You guys picked the wrong song.
What would you pick?
Lower. I'll tell you, you should have went with this one.
Nailed it. New metal.
The Daily Migs Show.
There was a group of tourists that were on one of those Jeep safari tours. And, of course, everybody's got cell phones anymore. When a couple of lions jumped on top of the Jeep and started getting it on, the tourists hit record. And they got some amazing audio from the experience.
Whoa.
Somebody's purring.
I'm watching. I thought it was like a regular like Jeep Wrangler for some reason, but when you watch the video, it's like one of those like straight up in the safari. Like it looks like it's from Gilligan's Island. Like kind of looking like Jeep. It's pretty awesome to look at.
And
they're on top
shaking.
On the roof. Yeah, who's kicking those lions off that?
Not me.
I'm like, let them finish.
And the male lion is like biting the female lion's neck. I mean, they're really into it. And then at some point, she just kind of rolls over. Looks like she's like, "Are you done yet?"
Oh, jeez. I'm looking at that right now. Yep. I guess I love how on TMZ the report says the lion's intimacy didn't last too long, with the lioness lying tired to decide as the king of the jungle eventually disconnected.
Disconnected? Wow.
The girl lion looks so unpleased.
She's like, oh, great.
She's over it. Oh, mating season again.
Cool. Here we go.
I'm going to have to think of the other lion to make this work.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs
download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is, we're not going with this. It's wear teal day. No, it's wear blue day. Because today is Blue Friday. The Seahawks season starts off this Sunday. And we're all very excited. Taking on Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. That's rookie Bo Nix. So hopefully we give him a really unwelcome welcome.
That's right, baby.
Yes. Lumen Field's definitely going to be rocking. I think a bunch of people are going to be rocking their vintage throwback jerseys as we usher in the Mike McDonald era. And yesterday we chatted with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy, and he did give us a prediction for this game on Sunday. And I think Seahawks fans, you'll be happy to hear what he said.
I think there's a community of Seahawks fans out here that are kind of, let's see, who is this guy, Mike McDonald? Let's wait and see. They're going to play a bad Denver team. You know who their quarterback is, Migsy? You're not wearing his jersey this
morning. Nope, not Bo Nix.
Bo Nix making his first start as a rookie here against the 12s in the stadium. The Seahawks have to go out and punch the Broncos in the face.
Let's do
on Sunday, 27-13.
Damn, Terry, you're a little violent over there.
Let's do it.
Also, speaking of the Seahawks and the throwback jerseys, they have announced who their musical artist is going to be during halftime performance. And I'll give you guys a hint. I want to see if you can figure it out. It's one of Tatum's favorite songs. And it's a throwback.
Okay.
Any guesses?
No.
Boom. There it is.
Party people!
Hey!
That's right.
Let's go.
Tag team is going to be in effect at Lumen Field for the halftime performance.
I love that.
I kind of want to go to the game. I think I can convince Tatum to go.
I kind of want to listen to
back again.
Jock jams.
We got to do the Tatum. You take both arms and you spin it in a circle. Let's all go.
Have you talked to the Cabbage Patch yet?
No, we're good with this one. Ooh, there it is. Fired up.
That is a jam.
Now I kind of want to go to the game to go see tag team.
Let's go.
All right.
A homeowner in Ohio says she has received complaints from community members for putting up her super elaborate Halloween display earlier than usual this year.
Oh, come on.
How dare she? She put it up about a month ago, and here is Marianne explaining why she put it up that early.
If I was disrupting somebody or, bothering people, I'm not. You know, you could have came to me and said something like, hey, you know, why? And I would explain to them why I do it so early. It broke my heart because all my neighbors come and try to help me if they see me out here. My husband was diagnosed a year ago with cancer. He can't do as much after his chemo treatments. He's usually down for 2 weeks.
I hope the neighbors all feel good about themselves.
Jerks.
Would it bother you if Halloween decorations are up a little early?
I don't care when you put up any of your holiday decorations. Go crazy.
I'm just confused. I thought you left up your Halloween decorations all year.
Well, you do.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
I do have a friend where I was like, sweet Halloween decorations, and they're just like, only a couple of them are really new for Halloween. The rest we just keep up year-round,
oh, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny. It's the same with Christmas. I'm not going to get weirded out if it, all of a sudden. I mean, yeah, if you put them up in the summer, I mean, that's strange. Not going to complain.
No.
I would think that's strange, but why are you complaining?
Yeah, leave her alone.
All right, this is a very strange story. Now, imagine driving on the road and you see a cool car and you let that person know, hey, dude, that's a cool car. And his response is to punch you in the face.
Ooh.
This happened in Florida. There's a 53-year-old guy who was driving around in his souped-up Dodge Charger when another guy told him, that's a nice ride. So how did he respond? Punching the guy in the face. Here's some of the interaction between this guy and the victim.
You want a crap? You big tough guy?
I'm trying to tell you, nice car, bro. I like your car.
You better pay attention.
Like he thought he was distracted or something?
That guy has some deep-rooted issues.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that scene in The Hangover where it's like, nice car. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it.
Well, this guy looked at it. I don't know if he touched it, but he looked at it and got punched in the face for it. Just like the Broncos are going to get their faces punched in this right. Sunday.
Well, get this. Lamborghini is releasing its first baby stroller. Okay. They have partnered with a luxury stroller company in the UK for it, and it will be available early next year.
Bummer. Now we're going to have another child.
This, wow.
But in order to get this stroller, yeah, Tatum's too big for it now.
Well, they say that they want people to discover the exhilarating fusion of luxury fabric and precision engineering.
How much is this going to cost you?
They have not released a dollar amount yet, but they say it's likely going to be in the thousands of dollars. And they are going to be putting out an extremely limited number of them. So you got to sign up to get in line if you want one.
I'll stick with Target's baby apparel stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's my jam for sure.
Way more affordable. Real quick, before we end the DMD, you got to tell people about Bike MS.
This is the weekend. Bike MS is happening up in the Skagit County area, and then we go out to Island County, and it's just a beautiful ride, and we're raising money to support the National MS Society. My mom has MS, so super near and dear to my heart, and if people want more info, they can head to KISW.com.
And what do you always say about like what happens to your body when you do this?
I get my no-no zone a little bruised up.
So donate money. Taryn is hurting her no-no zone. For people.
For good.
For good.
Yes.
So if you care, please donate. And again, go to KISW.com to donate so you can help out people that are dealing with MS and also reward Taryn for hurting her no-no zone.
Thank you, Rockaholics.
Hopefully the Mariners hurt the no-no zone of the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend.
Oh,
they're
taking
on the St. Louis Cardinals. They're in St. Louis for these games. The Hawks again. Go Hawks. That's the DMD. And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.